the opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
The Washington Redskins have traded the 21st pick to the Houston Texans. With the 21st pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Will Fuller, wide receiver, Notre Dame.
I'm soft-spoken, so I'm not going to say too much, but, you know, I'm just looking forward to, you know, working with this team and becoming the best player I can be, you know, and, you know, eventually, you know, winning games for us, so I ain't going to say too much.
Books, is it a good book or a bad one? Let's get a read on things. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Yeah. Fun, looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on. A little early for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. You want to get in today? 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And you're certainly welcome to call to discuss the events of last night. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776 is the number for that. And it's a Friday. Let's have some fun today. It's a draft Friday, which is even better.
Yeah.
And let's have some fun today. What's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and picking football players and basically tearing apart every decision that every NFL GM could possibly make. You know that. You know how it goes on this day.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Actually, I think there were some pretty damn good picks last night. I think some teams made
some teams did make some good picks. Some teams, questionable decisions.
Yeah, I think we'll at some point today we'll go through every pick. But okay. I mean, we should probably start with what your Texans did.
You think so, huh?
Yeah, I kind of think so.
Well, I've made my, and I know everybody thinks I hate the Texans and that I'm going to crap on them whatever they do. But I think you guys can stand by me when I said that I did not like Will Fuller from the beginning. I thought he was too small. I think he'll get bumped off routes in the league. I think he has terrible hands. I think when you're a good route runner, but you weigh 120 pounds, you get pushed around by big boys, and it's not the same thing. I don't think he's big enough to go across the middle of the field in the league. He catches the ball with his body instead of his hands, which is probably why he drops so many passes. I don't like him very much. He's one of those ones that I wouldn't have even really been excited had they got him in the second round. So I thought that trading up a spot and,
which,
granted, I mean,
what the hell was that about?
You give up a sixth round pick, but I mean, you trade up a spot to get maybe the fourth or fifth best wide receiver available at that time.
I tend to want to give them the benefit of the doubt with their first round picks because they have hit on just about all of them. And frankly, considering how many busts there are in the first round, I think I heard the number roughly 30% every year are going to be busts.
Yeah.
Considering that they haven't really had one since Emobi Okoye, I want to give them a little bit of benefit of the doubt that maybe they got the right guy and maybe that this is what they, you know, they think they can develop him. I share all your concerns about him. I can't believe they moved up a spot, which I don't think they needed to. I don't know any reason why you'd want to. And then I think two guys who are better receivers went right after him. As much as I'm not a big Josh Doctson guy, if you had decided at that point you had to take a receiver, I'd have been better off with him. And obviously they weren't interested in Treadwell, but I'm not a fan of this guy. I hope I'm wrong. And you know, usually I'm not that critical of everything they do. I try to give them, you know, I try to give them some leash because there's some things they've done to earn it in my mind, but I don't know. And where I kind of lost, you know, where I can't really get into them too much is because all the offensive linemen I wanted were gone. So at that point,
yeah,
you know, I don't, there was not an offensive lineman worth taking there. So I'm okay if you're going to go receiver. I'm just not a fan of the guy. And, you know, I hope that he's everything they think he is, which is a guy who's going to stretch the field. I hope he can actually catch punts and return them if, you know, that's something they're looking for him to do. And I hope he gives him a weapon. But I'm skeptical.
Well, just because, and I'm with you, there's not a... There was not an offensive lineman that I thought was worthy of where the Texans were picking. I thought the 49ers reached for the guy they took in the
yeah,
to get back into the round.
I agree.
But this is where we talked about all the other guys that were available and or all the other positions that you could have seen them fill a need with. There were a couple guys, I think both, to me, both those defensive tackles, defensive ends from Alabama are, those guys would have been perfect fits, in my opinion. I think Reggie Ragland would have been a good pick. I don't understand.
Yeah, who's still available, by the way.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole, now all of a sudden people are worried about this heart condition he's had forever.
It's the draft, though. As soon as something happens, and we'll get to the Tunsil thing at some point, but the fact that that video comes out 10 minutes before the draft affected what people did.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there's teams that were going to take him, and all of a sudden you go full panic mode, and all the work that you did, allegedly, to find these guys' backgrounds just goes out the window. And it's a little crazy how all this stuff happens.
I thought that... Jerron Reed was probably my favorite one they left on the board. I thought that corner from Clemson, the Mackenzie Alexander, I thought he would have been a good pick. The defensive end from Clemson would have been a good pick. Kevin Dodd. I mean,
William Jackson was still on the board.
Was still on the board. Yeah, yeah. There were a lot of guys that they could have taken, and instead they, and listen, you know, it's their team. They traded up to get a guy that I wasn't crazy about. I knew they were. The other guy that came to mind for me in that spot when everybody started to go away and all the players that I liked, you know, for the Texans were all the on the offensive line were gone. I instantly said, "God, Robert Kimdichie could help that team."
Yeah,
and I said, "They'll never take him. They'll never take him."
And if you look at the back end of the round, the good teams, the teams that are always successful, and I think the Cardinals have really become a very smart team.
Oh yeah,
and that's where he goes. I love what the Broncos did to move up to get Paxton Lynch. I mean, there are certain teams that I'm not going to question. Like I do not like the kid that the Seahawks drafted, but I've said that before, and they've turned out to be players for the Seahawks. So I'm just going to assume they know what they're doing.
I think that guy would be fine if they are planning on using him as a guard.
Yeah,
I think that's a decent pick. I don't like him as a tackle. I think he can play guard, and. You know what? The Seahawks, they're one of those teams that, you're right, it's hard to question what they do. They're smart. They've got a history of being smart.
Lowly Jags fan here, is Ramsey as good as advertised? Yes. We'll talk about that. I think 4 o'clock, we'll just go through every pick. But if you're a Jags fan, you should be happy. You got a damn good player. And Corbett said, wasn't the over-under for Miles Jack 6.5? What happened? I think it was 9.5. But all that, you throw that word microfracture out there the day before the draft, and again, guys are going to panic and just say, you know what, we're taking him off our board, which is a shame. He might be the most talented guy in the draft. If he's not, it might be the guy who went 13th.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, you know, he's the one who mentioned it. And once that gets out there and teams start worrying about stuff like that, it's like, well, okay, if we draft him where he's under our control for 5 years and – one of those years he's going to have to sit out. Is it worth it? And that's what teams have to weigh. And because so many of these guys are in a position where they have to win now, or you think about especially the bad teams where, you know, hey, if you're the Jaguars, Gus Bradley doesn't win this year, he's gone.
Yeah.
I think any team where like that, you don't want a guy that you might have to sit for a year. You know, you got to get guys that are going to help you win now. Now, that would have probably been too high for him considering all that. So, I don't want to pick on the Jags. I mean, there's a lot of teams, I think, that could take that chance. I think a team like New England, had they had a pick, that's the kind of guy they would have taken a chance on. Because they'll wait a year. They don't worry about stuff like that. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Matt said, this is exactly what I was worried about. Hope I'm wrong, talking about Fuller. I hope I'm wrong, too. I want to be wrong. I do. I don't know how many people will tell you that. I want to be wrong. But I was with you all along. He's explosive, but, boy, it's going to be hard for him to get off the line of scrimmage. I think he's going to get bumped off routes a lot. And, I mean, I don't think he can get much bigger. I mean, he can get stronger. And once they get him on a good program, but I don't know that it's going to be enough. We'll see. And this is what I wanted. I wanted a small, fast guy that could return kicks.
Yeah, you kind of got what you wanted.
But I wanted it in the third or fourth round.
Right.
That's the thing.
You damn sure didn't want him to trade up for it.
A whole spot.
It seems just such a strange thing. By the way, the Texans at least traded up into the first or traded up in the first round for the first time ever, right?
I think trading up, it's the first time. Yeah. Because they traded down for Dwayne Brown. So I asked, who do you think's the next quarterback to go? I bet it's Connor Cook.
Probably Connor.
And I bet
he might be the first pick off the board tonight.
Yeah, I don't think you'll have to wait very long to hear his name tonight. All right.
He might go first to the Browns. He might go third to the Cowboys.
Yeah, I could see either one of those. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. We'll take your phone calls. Let's hear your thoughts. 713-780-ESPN's the number. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Well, I just want to really kind of expand on what Mr. McNair said earlier, you know, and not to speak for Rick. I'm not trying to speak for Rick, but I think one of the things that Rick and I have done this offseason is we've worked very hard together. We've watched a lot of tape together. We said yesterday, and Bob may get mad at this, but we both need vacations here pretty soon. But we've really
we'll discuss that.
Paid vacations, we've worked extremely hard together with Rick and I, but also the scouting staff and the coaching staff. You know, it takes a while. You know, in your first year, you're trying to get the lay of the land, and second year getting a little bit better, and then going into our third year together, I feel good about the way that we work together, and so. When it comes to the receiver position, you know, we feel like we have a diverse, group of guys. You know, we've got guys that have all different types of skill sets. Our expectations for Will are obviously high. You know, anytime you draft a guy in the first round, you have high expectations for him. But what we want him to do is come in here every single day and work extremely hard to like I said, be a good teammate, do what we ask him to do on offense, and really just blend into our locker room. We've got a good group of core leaders in our locker room that are really going to guide the way for him.
And we are back on the Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. And, of course, that was your head coach, Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
Quick correction. Apparently they did trade up to get Jason Babin. But first time in the Rick Smith era that they have traded up. And it's one spot. So. All right, let's squeeze in some phone calls. Bob, you get to lead it off today. You're on the Blitz. What's up, man?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
I was kind of disappointed with your criticism of Fuller. And then today on NFL, they had like the fastest wide receivers from the past decade at the Combine. And the five guys that were ahead of Fuller, none of them really kind of panned out. Like
that's
Darius
because
Hayward Bay was the next fastest guy.
It's because the NFL is not a track meet, unfortunately. This is listen, guys who run fast at the 40, it's a lot different game once you have to put pads on, and once people are smashing into you when you're running, you suddenly that 4.3 doesn't matter.
Well, there is one difference in that between this guy and Darius Heyward-Bey, and that Darius Heyward-Bey was never productive in college. He was just fast.
That's true.
This guy was productive, and he made a lot of big plays. I think he's going to struggle at this level, but again, I hope I'm wrong. Let's try Justin.
Hey, sports, fellas.
Sports.
Hey, man, I was just, you know, I like to pick and all, but I just wanted to do a little hypothetical with y'all. Let's say the Texans draft, second round, either the defensive lineman from Alabama. Would y'all make y'all kind of like the Will Fuller pick a little more because they filled the need maybe with one of the players they thought, man, y'all thought, or anyone that originally going in the first round? Just want to see what y'all think.
No.
Well, I need to see the whole draft in context. I just think for the one pick that we got to see, I would have liked to have seen them trade down, not up. And I again, I just hope I'm wrong, but I don't. That's not a guy that I would have. I just don't think he's. I don't think he's going to be any good. So I don't know what's going to change my opinion of it, unless we're all wrong about him, which is, you know, certainly possible. I mean, and it's so funny because the Giants were getting ripped for drafting Eli Apple where they did.
Yeah.
And it is kind of stupid how guys will set mock drafts and say this is where a guy should go. And if somebody who's lower goes higher than they think, then they'll rip the selection. So I try not to do stuff like that because sometimes teams find guys that they like. And, you know, maybe he should – everybody thinks he should go 18 and you have the 12th pick and you take him there. Well – okay, you're not going to get another shot at him, so if that's your guy, take him. I have no problem with that. But there are guys that going in that I would see their names and say, all right, you know what? That guy's got a chance to be a bust, especially for where they're talking about picking him. And this is one of those guys. So my favorite thing, though, is Jerry Reese of the Giants on getting ripped says, we've heard it before. We've taken other players that were called to reach. Nobody knows. If you get a dime for every expert, I could retire. Come on. Experts, people analyze. People have opinions. What's it based on? Nobody has seen the tape. Nobody goes to practice. Nobody puts in the work like the scouts do. It's easy to second guess and pick and say, get everybody's pick right and tell them what they should do, but you just got to put in the work and trust what you do. Part of that's right, but you know, just because you go to the practices and you've got scouts, that being the case, why on first round picks, why does one out of every three turn out to be a bust? And it's
scouts put in all the work.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can put in all the work you want,
because it's still a guessing game.
It is. And we guess like everybody else. But I think we do okay more often than not. And just try to base it on, will a guy's game translate to the NFL? Shane Mills wants to know, name the last skill guy from Notre Dame who produced outside of Floyd. Crickets.
Yeah,
that doesn't matter to me too much, though. I mean, I mean,
if you're saying that, like we talked about yesterday, who's the last Baylor receiver that's done anything? Who's the last TCU receiver that's done anything? Who's the last guys? Just because where they go to school a certain place doesn't mean that they're suddenly less talented. And if you live by that, you're passing on Aaron Rodgers because he might be Kyle Bowler,
right?
Or Joey Harrington. It's just different guys are different, but
no, it's fair. But it's also, you've only had a few years under Kelly there too, and this is one of his recruits, and so you know, I don't know. I think at least they played a tough schedule in that offense. Yeah, you know, it's not quite the same as playing in that Baylor offense where I'm going to be a little more skeptical. There are some positives. The guy was productive in college and was a home run hitter. Those are positives. I just wonder if you're going to be able to get him the ball in the NFL.
The guy was also, before he was a Kelly recruit, he was also a Bill O'Brien recruit. And then he changed his mind and decommitted when the sanctions came down. And Bill O'Brien had always made it seem like he was kind of out on the guys that did that. And now he's trading up to get him, so I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's interesting. Cowboy Bill says Tim Brown. Yeah, that's going back a ways. Oh,
good Lord.
Yeah. Talk is cheap, especially when you're, when your career doesn't depend on drafting decisions. No, but my career depends on analyzing drafting decisions,
yeah,
Dickweed.
It's our job to have an opinion on this, dummy.
Yeah.
Like, talk is cheap, that's fine, but listen,
You know what else is cheap? Bad texts.
Yeah.
They're cheap.
I've said plenty of times that I thought guys were going to be good, and they weren't. I've said plenty of times I thought guys were going to be busts, and they weren't. And I come back here to work every day, so our job is to analyze these picks, and we take the medicine for it just fine. And remember, there's guys in this town who said that Vince Young would be the answer for the Texans, and that
a lot of people are saying Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't hear that here. I'll just say that
you did not.
You know what? Hey, dude, it's a Friday. If you're already in a bad mood at 3 o'clock on a Friday, go drive off a bridge somewhere. Broncos fan here. I love what they did. John Elway's a fantastic GM. What do you think of Paxton Lynch from Eric? I've said all along, I like Paxton Lynch better than these other two guys, especially where they got him. That's the part of the draft where he should have gone. That's where they all should have gone. In my opinion, all these quarterbacks should have been late first, early second. But they fell in love with these guys, and they went. And so the Rams and the Eagles made these huge moves to move up. I think the Broncos did the right thing. They sat there. They were patient. They get a guy who I think has a chance to be a really good quarterback in the NFL. They've already got Mark Sanchez there to hold it down until he's ready, which might not be next year. He walks into a great situation where, you know, with his mobility, I think he fits that Gary Kubiak system where the quarterback doesn't have to make a lot of decisions. I love the move. So, anyway, we are going to take a very quick break. And at some point, we'll go through everybody. So if you got a question about a specific team, just
Brandon mentions Golden Tate. He's not bad.
Yeah, he's not bad. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz a little bit early. So, we talked about Laramie Tunsil a little bit.
I'd love to.
Because that was an interesting free fall. It was clearly the story of the draft. And I'll tell you what, Dolphins got themselves one hell of a player.
You know, I think about this, Fred. Let's just say you took off in any sport, NBA, NFL, baseball, whatever. Draft comes around and you take off guys who have smoked pot in the past. You take them off your board. What are you left with? You're left with a blank piece of paper.
You basically have any player.
You're left with Tim Tebow.
Maybe BYU. Maybe a kid who played at BYU.
Maybe. One who didn't break the code or whatever it is.
There have been other questions about him and his off-field behavior, so I get that. But if you really took him off your board because that came out last night.
What other questions were there? I mean, I know he got suspended when he was there because he took money.
Well, he took money, which you talked about. I'm not gonna fault the kid for.
Well,
needs money. They should be getting paid. That's a different issue.
Is that a big surprise that came out last night? He was suspended for improper benefits while he was in school.
Right.
This wasn't like a surprise. I mean, we kind of knew that.
No, but that he was in the room with Kim Dichie when he was doing weed and jumping out of buildings and stuff like that. That probably caused some character concerns. Guys smoke weed. I don't care as long as you don't do it when you're not supposed to. They'll tell you when they're going to test you. Actually, I haven't seen the gas mask thing before. Have you ever done that? Does that help?
Not.
I'm just curious.
I've not. Never rolled like that.
Yeah, so I'm not going to be critical of that.
The only time I ever owned a gas mask was, in fact, for gas.
Well, the only thing that if a guy's involved in domestic violence or more than one criminal act, not just, goofing off and stealing crab legs, but several criminal acts, then I'm going to take him off my board.
Or how about this? Hard drugs.
Yeah.
Like, if I think you're a party drug guy, I could see you downgrading that guy a little bit. Because that's something that more often than not everybody's like Josh Gordon and can't get pot under control.
Right.
I mean, this guy passed every test that he took at the combine, or since the combine,
right.
Since the season ended. It's something like 20 tests he's passed.
And apparently that video was several years old, too.
I just don't care. I thought the Titans were finally doing the smart thing.
I thought they were going to get him after trading down and thinking, wow.
I was like, man, they traded out of the first pick down to, what, 15? And then they trade back up to 8, and they're still going to get the player they wanted all along. And not that I'm, I do like Jack Conklin. I think they got a good player in him. But I just feel like it could have been better. I think Laremy Tunsil, I said this yesterday, I think he was probably the best football player in the draft. For him to go 13 because he smoked pot, to me, there's a lot of crazy GMs or scouts out there who are passing on a guy because he smokes weed. Because my guess is the 12 guys that went in front of him have also smoked pot at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe there wasn't a video of it.
Maybe not.
But
I will say it's dumb that he kept that video on his phone.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Somebody breaks into your phone and finds it. I've said this too. I said this last night on Twitter. If I were one of these players, I'm a prospect from my senior year, the start of my senior year of college until I get drafted, my Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, it's all inactive.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't exist.
716.
I'll be famous when I'm famous.
Yeah.
That's why I'll wait for that.
I'll wait till I get that check.
Yeah.
But says, I think the fact this guy seems to be a knucklehead and not the pot is the problem. I think teams just look at him as a headache and they don't want to deal with it. That's fine if he's a quarterback. He's an offensive lineman. He's not going to be, other than Richie Incognito, how often do we hear about offensive linemen?
Not very.
And I'm getting a lot of people, you have to try the gas mask. So,
right.
A lot of people asking about other teams. I'll tell you what, at 4 o'clock, we'll go through every pick. So your team will get dealt with. That includes you, Cowboy. That includes you, Titan fan, Saints fan, all you guys. We're going to hit on every single pick. Also, somebody asked the way the draft played out, would you have preferred the Texans wound up with Paxton Lynch instead of spending all money on Austin? No, I think because he's still unknown. I think he's going to be very good, but I also think he's at least a year away. And yeah, I'd rather have the guy that's ready now. So, although if I'd known they were going to use their first round pick on this guy, I might change my mind a little bit. But I thought it was, I'm curious if anybody else noticed this. I'm curious if you noticed it. I was watching NFL Network coverage of the draft. I don't know if you were watching that or ESPN.
I was watching ESPN's coverage.
All right, well, NFL Network, there were two things. I'm sure it was a rush for those kids to get interviewed by Deion Sanders right after they're picked.
Yeah.
Deion's awful at that.
Yeah, not great.
I'm sure it was great for the player, but for the people watching, it was just terrible. He is so bad. But the other thing that kind of I found interesting, every highlight they would show of these guys was when they were playing crap teams.
Yeah.
I don't know if they did that on ESPN too, but Joey Bosa, they're showing him against Indiana or somebody, just destroying their offensive line. Well, guess what? Everybody destroyed their offensive line. I always wonder about that, where you're getting your highlights from.
And someone said something about Will Fuller when I tweeted about him, said he roasted every cornerback he played. And I said, no, you might want to check that Clemson tape. They didn't show any of that when he got drafted, I promise you, because he got shut down.
You can't get too crazy about highlights is kind of the point.
And Brandon saying, how about Tunsil having an allergic reaction before his presser today? He didn't have an allergic reaction. They just didn't want him out there answering questions yet. let's not be naive.
One thing I did notice about ESPN, they were a little more critical of the flaws this year. Maybe I was paying attention more this year than previous year. But after they talked about the draft pick, they would sit down, they break down the positives, and they would go through and say what the player needs to work on and what the flaws are. I think Treadwell was the guy coming into mind for me, was that they were just like, he's just awful with his hands, and they're talking about, they didn't really mention that about Fuller. They said, I think they mentioned it a little bit, but they said Treadwell was really bad with his hands.
Well, and I don't know.
Treadwell has better hands than Fuller.
Well, whoever it was today was tweeting out that Treadwell had more drops per target than Fuller did, like 9.5 to 9.1 or something.
Neither one of those are good.
No. So I probably will watch ESPN tonight to see how they do it, because I've always preferred NFL Network. Last night I didn't.
Berman. I couldn't stand Berman, though.
Well, see, that's why I don't watch, is because I hate that guy.
And he brought up some stupid fact that no school has had in the top 10 has had more than 3 players drafted, and then somebody went through and listed all the times that a particular school had more than 3 players drafted in the top 10. It was just ridiculous.
I guess I was watching NFL Network, because I was watching it at Nick's place, and I was seeing all the Deion Sanders. I wasn't even paying attention to who was on. I was just watching the actual somebody would pick.
Yeah.
Other than that, I was drinking beer.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Squeeze in a phone call.
I'm so good at just blocking out all the announcers.
Yeah, we'll see. I was just sitting at home, and there was nothing else to do.
It's more difficult there.
Yeah, and I mean, other than flip over and occasionally watch some of the hockey in between picks.
And Berman is so, like, he's so out there that you can't ignore him. Like, I don't know, he gets on my nerves.
Let's try Miles real quick. What's up, Miles?
Hey, sports.
Sports to you.
I heard the Tunsil thing was as a result of his stepfather or something. I don't know if it was him trying to blackmail him or get revenge or what. I was just wondering if you guys had any information about that. Also, you guys put me on the Banshee. I got to say, it's probably my second favorite show behind Deadwood. I'll hang up. Listen.
Nice. Yeah, good Laramie choices. Tunsil, that's kind of what the rumor was, but he didn't confirm nor deny, and I don't think there's any way to, until Laramie Tunsil figures out who did it and says who did it publicly, I don't know.
Well, and his stepfather is suing him, so that's why that speculation came out. But, you know, whoever did it, obviously it had an impact because he lost some money. But I think these teams by now should know everything they need to know. But we'll see. The one thing I'd point out is for the people who say, well, these scouts, this is all they do and this is what they watch, and so they should always get it right. Well, it's just like anything else. Some people are better at it than others. Some people know what to look for. Some people are smarter than others. Some teams have guys who are smart and get the right guys. Some teams, you know, let's be honest, a lot of former athletes.
I mean, all Trevor Ariza does is play basketball, and he had a game like he had in game
exactly.
7.
Exactly.
Everybody has bad days.
All right, we are going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in.
You want to go through some of these other picks? Some of the you want to go through all the picks?
No, we can go through all the picks. I was thinking we could do that at 4 o'clock when our usual listeners show up.
That's true. We don't want to spoil these guys who showed up early.
Yeah, well, I mean, we appreciate them showing up.
We should have only worked 2 hours today, Jung. You should have said, you know what, you guys deserve an hour off. Just work 2 hours today, boys. We'd have been good with that.
I don't know if we could have gotten everything in 2 hours, though.
I think we could have. We could have just cut the fat.
Mm. There's fat?
Sometimes.
Okay.
You're a little fat. I'm a little fat. John can't really cut any fat.
Yeah.
I mean, you could probably cut some more fat than you used to be able to. I think he has a girlfriend. He's a little fatter than he was.
Yeah,
he's got a little.
Tend to let yourself go when you
got
have
a little
girlfriend.
Bit of meat on his bones.
Jay Gruden, when he drafted Josh Doctson, reminds him of a player that he used to have. He sees AJ Green in him.
Oh, stop!
Thought he's the most polished receiver of the group. He could do a lot of different things across the middle. When the ball's in the air, he's got that jumping ability. Great hands. I think he's got the best hands in the draft. Great pure route runner, which, okay.
How do you know?
The ball's there. The ball is in the air. He can twist all kinds of different ways. It reminds me a lot of A.J. Green a couple of years ago in Cincinnati.
Stop that.
Come on, man. I think he's got a chance to be a decent player. I like him better than who the Texans took. But, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Since we're going to go through them all, though, what was your favorite move of the entire draft?
Ooh. Like as far as
relative
to where they could pick?
Right,
or
whether just a pick or whether you made a trade or whatever. Who did the one thing that you looked at that and said, wow, good job?
Well, I mean, I think the Dolphins got the best value. I guess I don't know if that's really a move. Things just kind of fell their way. I don't know. I kind of like what the Jags did. You know, I think
that's another one that just kind of fell in their lap.
Yeah.
But yeah, those two teams, I love their picks because
Baltimore too. I mean, I think Baltimore getting Ronnie Stanley, and you know, it's to me when you're a good team and you're making good picks in the top 10. That's dangerous. Like, you know, the Ravens are a team that can always be dangerous. The Giants are a team that could always be dangerous. I think their pick was maybe not as helpful, at least right now. You know, you got about a 3-4 year Eli Manning window left, and it might be 3 or 4 years before Eli Apple can play. So I don't know if that's the best move, but I don't know. I like the Lions going with Taylor Decker.
Yeah, that was a good pick there.
I said, you know, when right before the Dolphins took Tunsil, I said if you're the Lions, the Colts, the Bills, or the Texans, you should be on the phone right now with someone trying to get up and trade for Laremy Tunsil. And my guess is the Saints would have gladly traded down. You know, Sheldon Rankins is fine, but I don't think anybody else was looking for that kind of a guy for a while.
Yeah, and they were kind of linked to him from the beginning.
Yeah. I thought the Colts made it a solid pick in Ryan Kelly.
Yep.
You know, they need offensive line, period, but they need interior offensive line. I think that those are probably the teams that I like the best.
I did not
like Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think they panicked a little bit because I thought they thought they were going to get William Jackson.
Oh, and I liked Arizona, too, with Kim Dichie.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty safe pick.
Yeah, I think I felt bad for the Bengals because and it kind of rolled over to the Steelers. The Bengals clearly wanted a wide receiver. And then wide receivers go 21, 22, 23. And they're like, damn. So, it's...
And all they do is draft cornerbacks.
Yeah.
And it works.
3 and 4 years, they've spent their first-round pick on secondary.
I think my favorite move of the draft was the Broncos moving up and getting Paxton Lynch. And there were other teams that were trying to move in and take him at that spot. And getting one of the three best quarterbacks in the draft from the back end, I think, was a good move. And obviously, they'd have been better off keeping Osweiler. But I love the fact that they did that. Love the fact that they jumped in front of a couple teams. And the Cowboys... Jerry Jones said they were trying to trade back into the first round so they could take Paxton Lynch as their long-term guy. So other teams were trying to do that. And for all the, you know, gnashing of teeth over what's gone on with the Broncos and their quarterback situation, they come out of this in a pretty decent shape if this kid can play, and I think he can. But it also means if you're Brian Hoyer and you're waiting for a place to play, I think guys like him and Ryan Fitzpatrick, they may be having to wait until somebody gets hurt in camp.
Yeah.
Because most of these teams are going to fill their quarterback needs. Broncos don't really need that now. They've got you've got Sanchez, who's long-term backup, short-term starter. Now you've got your future guy. Why would you need Brian Hoyer?
Yeah.
So I think that's part of the reason why he said he was waiting until after the draft, is because you want to know which teams fill their needs. But I think quarterback in the second round is going to be real interesting, because once you get past Connor Cook, who I do think is probably the one who's most ready to play right now, then it gets into they're all projects.
Yep.
And I'll be curious to see how many of them go here in these first few picks, because I could see the Cowboys taking one. I could see the Browns taking one. So, all right. We're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we'll go through every single pick. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.